Today is January 27, 2026, and welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. We have a packed show today, diving into some significant developments in the GPU landscape, including advancements from Google, alarming warnings from Zotac regarding GPU supply chains, and ambitious plans from a new Chinese chipmaker aiming to compete with NVIDIA. Let's get right into it. Headline overview. 1. Google has officially launched its N4A instances powered by Axion CPUs, boasting impressive performance metrics. 2. Zotac raises concerns about severe component shortages threatening the survival of GPU manufacturers. 3. A newly listed Chinese chipmaker, Iluvatar Core X, has unveiled a roadmap targeting NVIDIA's upcoming Rubin platform with claims of superior performance. Now let's dive deeper into these stories. First up, Google's N4A instances. Google has expanded its Axion CPU offerings with the new N4A instances, which are now out of preview and available for general use. These instances are designed for a range of applications, including scale-out web servers, microservices, and data analytics. The N4A instances come equipped with Google's in-house Axion processors based on ARM Neoverse N3 cores, and they're paired with Google's Titanium IPU, ensuring high performance and efficient resource management. The specifications show that N4A instances can support up to 64 vCPUs and 512 gigabytes of RAM, with networking capabilities of up to 50 gigabytes per second. This is a step down from the C4A instances, which can handle up to 72 vCPUs and 576 gigabytes of RAM, but the N4A is marketed as a more cost-effective option. In terms of performance, Google has shared some benchmarks comparing the N4A with its predecessor, the T2A instances powered by Ampere Ultra processors. Using Ubuntu 25.10 ARC64 for testing, the N4A demonstrated significant performance improvements, particularly in workloads that benefit from the architectural enhancements of the Neoverse N3 cores. Pricing is also noteworthy. The N4A standard 16 instance with 400 gigabytes of storage is priced at 71 cents per hour, while the T2A standard 16 is slightly cheaper at 64 cents. This pricing strategy indicates a competitive market positioning as Google aims to attract developers looking for robust cloud solutions. Next, let's talk about Zotac's dire warnings. Zotac has issued a stark warning about the ongoing component shortages that are threatening the very survival of GPU manufacturers and distributors. Their message to Korean customers highlighted the seriousness of the situation, particularly regarding memory shortages that have escalated to alarming levels. Zotac specifically pointed out that certain graphics card models might become scarce, with supply chains becoming increasingly strained. The company noted that prices for GPUs, including the GeForce RTX 5090 and RTX 5060, have seen significant hikes, 65% and 17% increases respectively in just a couple of months. This kind of price volatility is not just a blip, it signals a potentially long-term issue for the GPU market. Moreover, Zotac's decision to suspend its cashback rewards program underscores the financial pressures they're facing. As memory chip costs continue to soar, it's clear that manufacturers are grappling with maintaining profitability while trying to keep prices manageable for consumers. Finally, let's discuss the ambitious plans from Iluvatar Core X. The newly listed Chinese chipmaker, Iluvatar Core X, has unveiled an aggressive roadmap aimed at surpassing NVIDIA's upcoming Rubin platform within the next 2 years. Their current architecture, Tianshu, reportedly outperforms NVIDIA's Hopper generation, while future architectures are set to compete with NVIDIA's Blackwell and ultimately Rubin. Iluvatar Core X claims to achieve over 90% effective utilization of compute resources through innovative architectural features that minimize redundant memory access and optimize workload distribution. They assert that their Tianshu architecture delivers about 20% higher average performance than NVIDIA's Hopper on specific benchmarks, although independent verification of these claims remains scarce. This ambitious roadmap not only highlights the competitive landscape in the GPU sector, but also reflects China's ongoing efforts to establish a self-sufficient semiconductor industry. As they aim to challenge NVIDIA's dominance, the implications for the global GPU market could be profound. Closing thought. As we look ahead, it's clear that the GPU landscape is rapidly evolving. with Google pushing forward with its cloud offerings, Zotac sounding alarms over supply chain issues, and newcomers like Iluvatar Core X aiming to disrupt the status quo, developers and engineers must stay informed and agile. The next few years will be pivotal in shaping the future of GPU technology and its applications in AI and machine learning. Thanks for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. Stay tuned for more updates and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs.